Welcome to the show, Pastor to Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I am so glad that you're tuning in today. We just have a few short things I want to talk to you about. Wisdom in the public square. As a pastor, you are incredibly important to implant biblical wisdom into the public square. You may not think about it that way, but your preaching and your small groups and your Bible studies brings that wisdom into that public square so that God will be honored and glorified around us. And so keep doing a great job of preaching God's word and moving forward. I want to read this from James chapter 3. It says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his work are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish desires in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." So I love this set of verses because it contrasts earthly wisdom versus godly wisdom. And this is what you're doing as a pastor. You're teaching those around you and instructing those around you about God's wisdom. It's first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and of good fruit. So a couple outreach ideas for you if you haven't thought about this. This is our local business outreach. I encourage you to check it out. I think the website was on that previous slide. Yeah, fpaw.org/local-business-outreach. It's a great way to honor those business owners within your church and those around you who want to move forward in being Christ in the public square. And so something to think about if you haven't done a local business outreach. We lay out all the details for you. Also, prayer over ballots. I've been asked, how do we pray over our ballots? Well, on our website, if you go to the strategic calendaring and you hit example prayers, like this is July, so you could hit example prayers. There's announcements, sermon, all that. We give you an example of a prayer like this one. Heavenly Father, we ask for your guidance and wisdom as we gather to pray over our ballots. May your spirit lead us to vote in ways that honor you and seek the good of our community and nation. Unite us in purpose and grant us discernment as we participate in this civic duty. In the name of Jesus, amen. So we try to give you practical resources on our website so that you can feel comfortable in interacting and encouraging people to participate in voting and other things that will be best to loving their neighbor. So I hope that was helpful. Let's think about how do we instill wisdom into those around us? How do we be that example of how healthy dialogue and healthy tension should be played out within the public square? Let me pray over you. I hope you have a great day. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the pastors in Washington State. I pray for boldness and courage that you would surround them, God, with your wisdom and insight, wisdom that comes from above. Lord, go before us in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.